Dynasties are now outweighing parity. And why is that? Well, because the NFL's gone too far the other way. That's right. They wanted so badly not to have the Niners and the Cowboys and the Steelers dominate. They wanted everybody to have a fair chance. And yes, they do share revenue. But they wanted so badly for there to be parity that there was an unintended consequence. And that unintended consequence went all the way back to the beginning. That's right. It was like a big 360. It was a big circle. They wanted so badly for there to be a chance for every team to win. Except for one thing. They have created rules in which teams can only win if they have a good quarterback. And the problem is that there's so few good quarterbacks. So now what do we have instead of parity? We've got dynasties. That's right. We got Tom Brady dominating in New England. We've got Aaron Rodgers dominating in Green Bay. We have the Manning brothers at several different points dominating in their respective cities. I think we all think that Andrew Luck can be a dynastic-type quarterback. Hasn't proven it yet, but I'm sure he will. And that's just about it, folks. That really is just about it. I mean, Drew Brees is a great quarterback, but Drew Brees won one title. To suggest that Drew Brees isn't even on that level, I don't think is out of bounds. I don't think it's unfair. We have catered the offense. We have catered the rules towards the offense in the NFL. Why? So that we could have more points and more fun. Why? So that every chance and every team could win. The problem is that there are 32 teams in football and only three of them can win. Let me point out Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh as well. I think that would be unfair to overlook him because he's won multiple titles and you can see how valuable he is. Case in point, the Dallas Cowboys who were 2-0 under Tony Romo, and then Tony Romo broke his back or broke his clavicle or broke his shoulder or whatever. And now they were 2-7. And someone came up with a pretty good question tonight. If Romo comes back, which he will, and wins seven straight or however many games they've got left, and they make the division theirs, and they have a home playoff game, could he win the MVP? And I say absolutely. All the proof you need that he's valuable. That, of course, is assuming that we take the award quite literally, which baseball needs to do because it's not the MVP, it's the MOP, Most Outstanding Player. Bryce Harper, Nationals could have not made the playoffs without him. Anyways, I digress. Point being is that we wanted so badly for every team to have a chance in the NFL. And what did we do? We made the rules so far the other way that now we've got dynasties again. It's amazing how the NFL can do so many things so right and so many things so wrong at the same time. So they didn't want dynasties because they wanted every team to have a chance to win, which I very much admire. I wish other sports would follow in the footsteps of the NFL. Only problem is that, as we said, they have redirected the rules to try and make things much more parity-driven, and they haven't done that because the unintended consequence is that now you either have Brady or you have Rodgers or you have a Manning or you have nothing, and that's it. And I don't know what the fix is. And it's sad. Because it's everything the NFL didn't want. They didn't want three teams to have a chance and 29 teams not to. Well, that's what they got now. And I know Tommy D might disagree with me, but from Bortles to Bridgewater to Geno to Gabbert to all of them, and I'm leaving out Mariota and Winston because those guys are half a season into their careers, but all those guys, they're just the dreck of the NFL. And we talk about this, quote-unquote, next wave of quarterbacks. Well, you know what? At this point in time, we already knew Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers and Eli Manning and Philip Rivers and Ben Roethlisberger and Drew Brees. We already knew they were going to be good. And I look at Bortles and Bridgewater and Kaepernick, and I'm like, I don't get it. I don't see it. It's not going to happen. And I think I'm in the minority on Bridgewater specifically. But I just don't see it. Can Bridgewater put that offense on his back and win a playoff game on the road? I would bet a whole bunch of money that that can't happen. Now, I'm not saying it can never happen, but I don't think it can happen now. So you take out the Vikings. Can Blake Bortles win a playoff game, which would obviously have to be a home game because the only way they're getting in is if they win that division, which they now have a chance to thanks to last night's win? No way. They will be big-time underdogs at home to whoever is the wild card road team in that game. Blake Bortles out. Derek Carr. Do you trust Derek Carr? You trust the Raiders? That would obviously be a road game because they're not winning that division. Do I trust Derek Carr? Nope. I don't trust Andy Dalton, and he's way more experienced than Derek Carr. Who's next? Who's next? All right. Do we trust Tyrod Taylor? Get lost. Do we trust Ryan Fitzpatrick? Get lost. Over to the NFC. Do we trust Sam Bradford if he's standing up? No. Do we even trust Tony Romo? And he's one of the good ones. We certainly trust Eli, that's for sure. Do we trust Matt Ryan? I mean, I look at him as a playoff failure. So all of these guys, the next wave, all of these guys, to me, are guys I cannot put faith in. Cannot. I put faith in Brady. I've said it a million times on these airwaves. He's the best football player I've ever seen in my lifetime. It's not even close. And by the way, this is 15 years later, and he's the best football player now, today. Brady, Rodgers, Eli, not Peyton, Eli, and that's about it. And Roethlisberger, Rivers, but Rivers never plays on good teams, so he's not going to have a chance. I mean, that's it, folks. That's it. We so badly wanted parity. We so badly wanted to change the rules to cater to the offense that this is what we have. Now we have dynasties. Why? Because the only position that matters in the sport is quarterback. And if you are lucky enough to get one of those generational type quarterbacks, you have a dynasty. Despite the fact that the league and the owners want parity. It's the unintended consequence, and it's hurting football. Why does Jacksonville and Tennessee stink as a matchup on Thursday night? Because they have bad quarterbacks. That's it. It's so simple. They went too far towards the quarterback.